Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Okay, wait. We have to sync up again.
Okay, sure.
Not only was I not recording, Audacity wasn't even open. But I'm like, oh, yep, let's sync it up. Let's go. I was looking down and I'm like, yeah. That Audacity doesn't look like it's open.
Oh, that's apparently because it's not. Well, at least you realized it now.
Yeah. That would have been awkward later.
Yeah, it was a great episode, guys. Best episode we ever did. Whew. I'm proud of this one.
Oh, shit.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we call it Tancast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's a good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. And happy thoughts. But if you ask, like, if you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tancast. Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
Wait.
Motherfuckers!
Christ. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'm the ear rapist in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And when you hear this sound...
Where's my family?
My wife.
My family.
My wife!
My family.
My wife, goddammit!
That means a link to what these motherfuckers are talking about in the motherfucking show notes, motherfucker.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I just had a show where someone came out... Well, no, she didn't come out and see me. She didn't come out to see me. She just happened to be at the show. And then she Facebooked me. She's like, hey, I love your clean, drug-free comedy because that's the kind of thing I'm into. And by the way, I'm going to check out your podcast. I'm like, oh, shit.
Abort, abort.
I know. I told her. I'm like, if you've – like, it was a while before I responded to the message. I'm like, oh, shit. If you've already listened to the podcast, I apologize.
I am sorry.
Well, excuse me while I take a hit of this.
At least we're drug-free.
Well, we are drug-free.
Or something.
Oh, Tim, that is gorgeous. Oh, you just made my whole day. You may have made my week retroactively.
So I came up with a logo for...
Fresh Titan Juice!
And I was running it by the guys to see if they approve.
My name is Andy, and I approve that Titan Juice.
This Titan Juice has been approved by Andy.
I especially love that sort of sickly off-white color of the big drop above the eye.
It's mostly because white won't show up unless it's on a dark-colored t-shirt, so I was like, I have to make some sort of color there.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, I'm sure you know, kind of accurate.
Yes.
It's just everything else is so colorful that it's like, bleh.
Nice. Keep it classy.
Oh.
I also had a Hawaiian Punch version, but every time I tried to draw a baby with drool on his chin, it just didn't work out for me.
Looks like something from a Wes Carpenter movie.
No, it looks like something from a Someone Can't Draw movie.
Oh, okay.
All right, so maybe we'll see that on a product or two.
Where's my family?
My wife.
My family.
My wife.
My family.
My wife, goddammit.
Oh, maybe we'll see that on a product or two in my house. Because that will annoy my wife no end.
That's how you make a marriage work.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Cafe Press, they keep... Well, yeah. Not really. We weren't indirectly. We were speaking of products that we sell in the Tan Store, and we sell them at Cafe Press.
Yes, yes.
And, every so often they send me like deals like you get 12% off, you get 13% off, you get a discount, blah, blah, blah. But it's always from the marketplace. 9 out of 10 times, those are their sale prices in the marketplace are more expensive than just going to our regular store.
Wait, so if you find it from the marketplace, it's going to be more expensive than if you just went directly to our store?
Sometimes, yes.
That is weird.
Yeah. Actually, not even sometimes. I would say most times it's more expensive in the marketplace. Like, if you go to cafepress.com and search Tancast and then find it that way, you'll pay more than if you go to cafepress.com/Tancast.
You know,
just grab them.
Very similar observation. English, not my friend today. Very similar observation when we were going all around the Caribbean. It's like every single jeweler that we went into, it was like, and today only, everything's 20% off. I'm like, really? Really? Today only? Today only everywhere? Happy Thursday, everyone!
Well, you know, you're Thursday, on Thursday. It's time for sale. It's only
you're
gonna
on Thursday Island. We are famous for our Thursdays. Stay tuned for the dancing girls.
Welcome to Thursday Island. Dun, 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 dun. Things are on sale, but just today. 20% off for you and your mom, who might be gay.
I mean, that must be on purpose, but I wonder why.
Just make everybody go, oh, they get their savings.
No, sorry. As far as the cafe press, like, depending on how you find it, you may cost more.
Because then they've got ways of making more money that they can discount.
But why wouldn't they just charge you more when you go directly to the store? That's what I don't get.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, because I guess there's a base price, and then we set whatever markup beyond that, and they set up whatever markup in the marketplace.
I see. Oh, so you chose the markup. Well, you maybe don't want to get into this.
So you're the one raping everybody.
Everyone's like, damn, why the shit gotta be so expensive? And Tim's like, yo, my son just don't eat fresh titty juice all day.
Some days, yeah, actually he does.
Oh, well, I was gonna say, some days he likes a cracker.
But his wife's gotta eat something to make the fresh titty juice.
Exactly.
Ah, yes. That fresh titty juice doesn't make itself. She works hard on that titty juice.
She works hard for the titty juice.
So hard for it.
It's titty juice. I was like, how the fuck am I going to rhyme titty juice?
I don't know what rhymes with juice. Moose? Goose. Spruce.
So you better goose her right.
Yep. Nailed it.
Excellent.
Isn't that how the titty juice is made? You just goose her and just it fills up the titties.
And no.
Oh.
Someone lied to me. Ass and they just balloon up. Huh? So, Tim.
Yes.
Tell your grandma I say hello.
Will do.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm going to visit my mother and my grandmother. I have all sorts of generations in the same room at the same time.
Does your grandmother live in this in Stockton as well?
No, she's visiting my mom. She lives in Washington State.
Okay.
Close to my mom now.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
When did your mama move?
My mama?
A while ago.
Was it recently?
It was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Something repeated?
I think it was like a year ago.
Navy SEALs.
No. I was still at... God. It's difficult to tell from major milestones in my life, like, you know, how old my son is and everything else, because that's all a blur. But apparently I'm at jobs for short enough now that I can tell things in pretty fine-grained detail by which job I was at when I found out about it. So it was 2 years ago. Well, a year and a half-ish. Coming up on 2 years. Nobody cares. Moving on.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
No way, Andy. Get into it. Stop. Let's take a look. Get some calendars out if you have to.
Stop. Hammer time.
Stop. Grab right and listen.
Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Thrown like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the light and I'll glow.
I think
to the extreme,
I
rock light like a vandal. What?
Vanilla Ice cover band.
Yeah. I think you found your new calling, Andy, is what he said.
Ah, very good. Yes, yes. No. I'm a Jay-Z cover band. For life.
For life.
For
no,
shizzle.
No, not for life. For life.
For life.
Have you seen how wide I am? There's always an R in there.
I can see it from here.
All right. I'm a beacon.
A beacon of light.
Beacon of white.
A beacon of white light.
Well, we're going to talk about some movies we saw, Tim.
That's right, nigga.
Oh, yeah, you guys are going to talk about a shit ton of movies you saw.
Yeah,
How many movies did we see together? Two? Has it been two?
We saw two together? No.
No, just
we
one.
We saw one, didn't we?
Okay.
Independently, we saw many movies.
I can't remember.
Clearly.
So we saw Captain America together.
Yep.
Yes.
Did you hold each other's
captain
hands?
Captain of all the Americas.
No, actually, we were very far from each other. And we sat
That's because
far in the back, which I don't understand.
You fucking took forever to get to the theater.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you could have said something.
No, Tim was referring to himself as Chuckles McChucklehead. With an annoyed tone.
Oh, like you
and
guys...
And sort of a general sense of, hey, this is something that annoyed me and I had no control over.
You guys just didn't just sit down?
Are you serious? No.
No. I mean, when I go to the theater, I'll just sit down. Like, I know where the theater is. I'll find it.
Wait, what?
I was like, you could have just sat down while I was on my way there. You didn't have
to. No. Just... Nothing about this story makes sense to me.
Yeah, I thought you were saying we had just sat down, as in just before you got there, we sat down.
No.
No, we did. Once we got there, we sat down. It's not like we were waiting for you. It was just like, But Stephanie was fucking stressed out. She's like, he's not going to make it. He's not coming. Ah!
But that's what I'm saying. So regardless if I was late, that didn't mean you have to sit all the way back there.
Oh, they chose that fucking shit. As soon as I walked up to him, I was like, are you sure you guys are okay here? You don't want to go to another theater and grab some binoculars? Jesus Christ. Fucking behind the projectionist.
That's what I did again. Like, I don't know. When I go to the theater, I like the theater just filled my view, like when I'm looking straight on.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the point of seeing a big screen if you're going to go fucking a mile away so that it looks like a television
exactly.
again?
Exactly. I'm like, yep. I could watch this shit at home. It'd be just the same if I just sit far back enough.
Yeah, I don't like to have to move my head around to see everything. I mean, you know, not because I'm lazy and don't like to move my head. It's just, like, I don't like to sit so close that something could happen. Well, because I wear glasses, so, you'd like, once you get outside the view of my glasses, visibility tapers off immediately for me.
Really? What? Your vision gets worse outside of your glasses?
No, like, I don't know what it is about my brain, but apparently I compensate for, you know, not having great vision around my glasses by my brain just sort of not noticing shit that's happening out there all the time.
So if you want to fuck with Andy, just stand right outside of his glasses.
Yep, and I don't wear huge cover-my-face glasses like I used to in high school anymore, so I have made myself progressively weaker in the name of fashion.
I don't understand anyone who wears those glasses.
Because you can fucking see everything!
The actual point of the glasses.
I know. And I see myself, I'm like, God damn, those are some dorky glasses I used to wear. But then I remember, fuck, I could still see everything. I remember those days.
Just
they
move
were
your
lovely.
Head. Give it a workout. It'll be all right.
I got a huge head. And it's not just all the fat, extra fat weighing it down. It's head. It's huge. Have you seen my hats?
Maybe I'm more concerned about, like, looking like an idiot than, like, moving my head a little bit so I can see
shit. I could fit multiple starving Somalian children into each and every one of my hats.
Oh, man. But, yeah, whenever I go to look at glasses and they have that huge section of just larger-than-life glasses, I'm like, I can't believe they have so many of these.
This is for people that want to see but not be seen.
I'm not sure I got that.
They don't care if people look at them or not, but they want to be able to see the rest of the world.
Okay. The way you said it was weird, because they're going to be seen, especially with those big-ass glasses.
Your yes. mom's going to be Moving seen on. With some big-ass glasses. Blah, 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 blah.
Anyways, Captain America.
So, Indiana Captain America.
Yeah.
We saw it. We liked it.
Woo.
I'm glad we waited 2 weeks for that.
our friend Stephanie thought Thor was better than Captain America. I disagree.
I have not seen Thor, so I cannot judge one way or the other.
Did you ever end up seeing Thor at all, Andy?
I got Thor when I was carrying a bunch of bags.
Oh, gosh. I knew that was coming. Yeah. Did you see the movie Thor?
No, I did not see the movie
okay.
Thor. Although I did see a porno blooper of it, or not blooper, a porno take off of it called Sore.
Really? Was it gay?
Yeah. No, it was all about weeping wounds on the genitals. It was hot.
Are you serious?
Andy saw no such thing.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that surprised me, Noah. I was genuinely surprised by you just now.
I believe there's a possible porn parody, but I was like, the Weeping Generals thing sounds a little weird, but there's weird things out there.
There is. Actually, yeah, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised by you. It's not naivete. It's more of, you've seen some strange shit in your life, and now you don't know where the line is anymore.
I'm like,
reality has warped your expectation of reality.
When you have the internet and you use it, you are going to see some fucked up shit.
Especially if you use it as a form of competition with one of your roommates, who shall remain nameless, Andy, and pass horrible links back and forth to each other, trying to one-up each other.
So, yeah, it doesn't surprise you anymore what humans do to themselves. Like, Tim was telling me a lot, well, Do we want to wrap up the Captain America thing? Do we want to say more thing about it?
It didn't seem to be going anywhere, so let's.
I want to fucking get this shit over with so we can talk about something else.
I thought as far as comic book movies, it was pretty good comparatively. I mean, I like the action. The actor, he was fine. I can't remember his name right now, but...
I feel like this whole story is one step up from, Noah, can you describe the movie? Well, they played scenes back for us at about 24 frames per second, and there was audio at the same time, so it really synced up well.
I mean, I think saying it was better than most comic book movies is saying something, because a lot of comic movies
but not much.
Good. All right, well, then I guess we're moving along.
So
wait,
we are.
Wait, I wasn't done. All right. I haven't even started talking. Like, every time I start to talk, you're like, well, I think we're done. Hey, let me say this. Okay, let me say this. So, what I was going to say is one thing, I did not realize that was not Kate Beckinsale until a long time later, and Noah looked it up on his phone. I was like, I thought the leading lady was Kate Beckinsale that entire movie.
It was not.
Yeah, some bitch I never heard of.
That was her name.
Some bitch?
Some bitch I never heard of.
Yeah. I was like, well, that's. I'm surprised that the Actors Union let her go by that, but whatever.
Yeah. In this movie, the role of Kate Beckinsale is played by some bitch.
That you never heard of.
Some bitch been getting a lot of work recently. I think some bitch has a good agent.
I have to say that, if you know the story of Captain America, well, I guess they sort of hint to it at the very beginning, but it's like, it seems like they're setting up something that can only not end well. And maybe that's part of Captain America's story, I don't know, but I was like, this isn't going to end well.
Yeah, but I think...
I don't want to spoil it for people who may not know.
I mean, I think there's bigger issues to worry about than that thing. I know you're always concerned about that a lot of times in movies, but I think there's other issues to worry about, especially, with the Avengers movies coming out.
All right, I'm just saying. If you spend the whole movie setting it up just to know that it's not going to happen.
It's not the main focus of the movie, though. Like, you know what I mean?
They spend a lot of screen time, dealing with that arc.
I think you overly focus on that in a lot of movies.
But the movie did it. It's not like
saying just because it's there doesn't mean it has to resolve nicely. And just, it's a minor plot point in the bigger arc.
It's not minor if they spent that much screen time on it, is what I'm talking about. And so much so much of his character being built towards that arc.
I feel it's minor at the other thing that's coming down the pipe. How about that?
Okay, it doesn't have to be in comparison to something else. The fact that it exists and is not minor is, to me, annoying. Not annoying, but it's like, what's the point of this? It's just to fucking break your balls?
Well, maybe, it doesn't have to end the way you would like it to end.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Thanks, Noah.
I guess it's not.
Listen,
it's not
Tim, you fucking can't have things you want, all right? Deal with it.
I guess to me...
You go to a movie, they'll do whatever the fuck they want, and you will fucking like it. Don't complain.
To me, it's not as big a deal.
How dare you?
As is to you, I guess, which is apparent. It didn't bother me as much as it did Tim.
Are you guys talking about him getting shot?
I didn't get that sense.
No, he didn't.
No? Okay.
It seemed like you and I were on the same page, asshole. What were you starting to say, Andy?
I'm just trying to think of what the fuck you guys were talking about. And I was like, it can't be Captain America getting shot and killed, but not actually killed, because comics love fucking retcons.
Okay, don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know that Captain America got killed a couple of years ago and then brought back?
No, it didn't have to. It has to do with the original Captain America story, which, I don't think it's a secret that, Captain America gets frozen in ice and they find him later on.
Yeah, since he's a modern Avenger and his story starts off in the 40s.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like maybe a lot of people don't know that. Obviously Captain America fans know that, but like mainstream audiences who are going to see that movie. And yet in the commercial, they show Sam Jackson talking to him.
That's the one that confused me, is they show Sam Jackson in the commercial.
I'm like, I'm like, spoiler?
Yeah.
I mean, that is literally right before the credits. Not figuratively, literally right before the credits.
It's that, then credits. Credits.
Yeah, I kind of guessed that. Turned to my wife, I was like, I'm guessing that happens very late in the film. Sam Jackson just shows up. By the way, we're going to recruit you, little tiny pipsqueak Steve Rogers. What the fuck are you talking about? You'll see.
By the way, we're sending you back to the 40s. What? That makes no sense.
Get it, Marty.
And if you go see it, stay tuned for the credits.
1.21 gigawatts.
Gigawatt?
That amused him greatly.
I don't know what
gigawatt?
I don't know what I'm doing today.
Maybe you're going back to your Jay-Z. Jigga what?
Are you sure?
Jigga who?
Are you sure this podcast is drug-free? Because I'm no longer convinced.
Well, we're not talking about drugs.
Well, certainly not.
Just because we seem to be suffering the effects of them.
Yes.
Good old drugs. They're good for you. They taste delicious.
They do. They taste like candy, kids.
So, you know, so when you're getting...
Lick a crackhead.
When you're getting old is when you get excited about smoothie-flavored Tums. You start promoting them. Oh, smoothie-flavored Tums. Those are delicious. Those are the best ones. Why would you eat the crusty...
Last night, we were at a party. We were totally talking about that. I was like, oh, I got a little indigestion. And then Jeff's like, oh, you want some Tums? We got the good Tums. We got the smoothie Tums. And people are like, oh, yeah, the smoothie ones. And I was like, yeah, I already got those. I found those years ago. And I was like, wow, we are old. We are so fucking excited about these goddamn Tums.
You guys carrying around hard candy in your purses now?
Not yet. Werther's, but I'm sure,
well,
Noah's
got the Werther's Originals on lock.
All right.
I remember when I was excited about like pants that have like a little stretchy band on the side. I'm like, oh, look at that. It doesn't matter. If I gain a little weight, stretch right out.
Wow.
No, you know those are pregnancy pants, right? Those are for women.
No, these ones for men.
No.
Yes.
Strong enough for a man, but no,
made
those were made for a
woman.
Made
for your mama.
Why do we always after anything, yo mama?
Because
our mothers are delicious.
Yo mama is delicious.
Our mothers taste like chicken.
So Noah also saw Cowboys and Aliens.
Ooh.
Listen to his fucking shitty review of this.
And I didn't like it.
Wow, you've gone from it was alright to you didn't like it?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. I mean, it just wasn't... Unfortunately, I can't really express what I didn't like about it. It just, something did not grab me about it.
You piece of shit. Yeah, wait till you hear what he says about one of my favorite actors.
I could have done without Harrison Ford.
You fucking die in a fire.
I don't know if it's just this particular movie, but he, yeah, just did not do it for me.
Hey, Tim. Yes. I could have done without the entire film Air Force One.
You can fucking die in two fires.
You're dead in one fire, and then you go back and you're dead again.
They fucking revive you, and then they throw you in a fire again.
You know what I think my biggest problem with Harrison Ford is?
The fact that he's so much goddamn cooler than you?
No. How many times he scared the fuck out of us when we were coming home? Holy shit, it's Harrison Ford. Someone's leaping. Oh, it's Harrison Ford.
Andy, have you seen this?
Where's my family?
My wife.
My family.
My wife.
My family.
My wife, goddammit.
I know Noah hasn't seen it. I talked to him about it last night.
Let's see if I have seen this.
Oh.
Harrison
Ford
settles
a few. Sorry, I thought you were actually...
No, I have not seen it.
Gonna send a picture of like a middle finger or something.
Oh, that'd be funny.
So it's called what? Air Force 1-2.
Air Force 1-2?
And they take over the plane again, right? Great, I love it. As long as I can make the deal. Come
Tim
in.
Tim told me about it.
They played it on Hollywood Babylon as well.
Oh, yeah. Good old Hollywood Babylon.
Camera up. What are you doing here, you son of a bitch? Oh, cut the shit.
That is the worst Chewbacca costume. That looks like somebody just took a wig and put it on backwards and then stuck like their grandmother's dentures into it.
You think you can walk in here and say you're sorry after what you did? I'm done with that Star Wars crap, and I'm done with you. Haven't you heard? I'm in Cowboys and Aliens. Daniel Craig's my Wookiee bitch now. Get the hell out of here.
Daniel Craig is his Wookiee bitch now.
I love that line.
I love that the makeup guy is just in the corner holding his ears. And
That's another part I love. Like, he's just like, no, my childhood, no.
Out of here. Get out. I don't want to talk to you. Get out of here. And don't come back. She was my wife. She's still spitting up hairballs.
Oh. He needs to do more comedy shit making fun of his iconic characters. I think that would be hilarious. He needs to go the, what's his head route?
Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah, no. Fucking Godfather Part 2. Pacino. Couldn't come up with it.
Yeah.
Wah!
And there was, when he was yelling about the hairballs, there was a little moment there where I heard in the back of my head, it's under S! For shithead!
I also like that they worked in a wife thing. I don't know if you've ever seen that. That thing they splice together where Harrison Ford's wife is always in trouble in every movie he's in?
No, I have not seen that.
Where is it? It's called Wife Force One.
Where's my family?
My wife.
My family.
My wife!
My family.
My wife, goddammit!
I remember it being one of the first things I saw when I got involved with YouTube. And the first things I favorited.
I was going to say, probably the first thing on YouTube that made you come in your pants.
When I got involved with YouTube, me and YouTube, we've been fooling around for a little while now. It's been good.
You know, we're trying to keep it casual, but I don't know. I think YouTube's starting to get some real feelings.
YouTube's
I love how you're sending us shortened links.
Well, when you hit share, that's what comes up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't been involved with YouTube enough to know that.
See, me and YouTube very, very tightly involved.
I guess. You got your thumb right up YouTube's butt.
Oh, so you don't just copy the URL that's in the address bar, Tim?
No, because sometimes it's unnecessarily long. Like, embed link. Like, it's telling you...
Yeah.
Like, the link's telling you where it came from. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I always do that and then wind up manually trimming the shit down. I think I'm going to go the Tim route from now on.
Look at you.
And everyone's going to get .be links from me.
Yeah. Deal with it, motherfuckers. So I saw the eighth Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
I assume Noah is done shitting on cowboys and aliens.
So yeah, I don't have much about to say about cowboys and aliens. I wouldn't bother. I would see it on DVD if you want to see it. It's not totally horrible, but it's just meh.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Olivia Wilde's still attractive.
That was the tiniest turd ever, Noah. If you're going to shit on a movie, you go all out.
I mean, I didn't hate it. I just didn't care for it.
No, you insult that movie's mother. You insult everyone that's ever looked like that movie. You insult the...
Fuck you, Andy.
What? Okay.
Fuck you, Andy.
Continue, Tim.
The boy who lived.
So, yeah, so I saw the last Harry Potter movie. Fucking A. We were starting, and Danielle's like, I feel like we should have watched the last one. I'm like, I'm sure they're going to catch us up. Fuck nope. If you haven't seen not only the last one, but, like, all of them, go fuck yourself. You're going to be like, what the fuck is happening? Why is Emma Thompson here for 5 seconds?
My wife had said she doesn't want to go see the movie. I'd actually planned for her anniversary. Like, oh, yeah, we'll go see it. It's opening weekend. That'll be excellent. She will love it.
That was our plan for our anniversary weekend as well.
Yeah.
Being the same weekend.
And she shot it right down. She's like, nope, we're not going to go see this movie this weekend. I'm like, oh, okay, you don't want to see it with all the crazy fans dressed up in their, you know, fucking Slytherin house colors and whatever, speaking parcel tongue to each other fluently. She goes, no, I just want a chance to watch all of them again first. I'm like, why the fuck do you need to do that? Come on, we've read the books, we've seen the movies, I'm sure you can remember the movies. Apparently, my wife is the smart one and I'm the idiot. So thank you, Tim, for pointing that out.
Oh, no, I don't mean you have to have watched them recently, I just mean if you've never watched them at all.
Oh, just at all, okay. Okay, well then yeah. Fuck my wife.
Exactly.
Actually, that's a great idea, I'm going to go fuck my wife. Bye-bye.
You know what, wife, fuck you, that's how I roll.
Because, like, they start off, like, right at the end of the last one, but still after. So, like, you're sitting, I don't want to spoil it, but you're sitting at someone's grave, and you're like, there's no explanation for who that person is and why everyone's sad, or what happened to that person, or what's going on, what they're in the middle of, where they're headed. I'm like, Jesus Christ. They're like, fuck you. You better know some shit.
You better be paying attention. You're fucked.
The movie just starts off. We don't even get the full entry?
You don't even get a full sentence as someone comes. Like, they cut off the first part of the sentence. And that's why we have to go. All right, well, let's go.
Just cuts in. Someone goes, oh, shit, I can't do the joke, damn it, because it's a huge spoiler.
You son of a bitch. Like, when they refer to Voldemort as Tom Riddle at one point, they don't explain. Well, Noah hasn't seen it.
I knew that happened, though.
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
Sorry, I just spoiled it for Noah via text. Well, I didn't, and it turns out. I almost spoiled it. I potentially spoiled it for Noah, but did not, so this is a story with no point.
A.K.A. Tancast. But overall, it was quite good. Fucking great effects in those movies. God damn.
They've gotten better. Go back and watch the first one.
No. I'm not falling into your wife's trap. But, like, almost every... If you think about it, almost every shot is an effect in that movie. Like, even in the background, like, shit is always happening.
And not George Lucas, hey, we're gonna have this Dewback walk by in front of the camera for no fucking reason.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I know they didn't build that whole Hogwarts castle, but it's in the background of every shot.
Yep.
Not only did they not build it, I'm sure if they built it, they didn't destroy it. Well, damage it, I should say. Well, maybe destroy it. I don't know. Watch the movie.
Maybe they blew it the fuck up.
Maybe they fucking... They die-hearted that motherfucker.
Maybe some dude in a turban runs into the middle of Hogwarts and goes, Allah! And then blows up.
I don't think that happened.
No.
I'm going to throw that out
gonna,
there.
I'm going to go ahead and spoil that for you and say no, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Because it's not Muslims, they're Nazis.
Wrong movies?
What? No, no. All the people in the Ministry of Magic and their Muggle Hunt and everything. Tell me that's not the most thinly veiled Holocaust reference ever.
If it was, it fucking passed me by.
Wow!
You're not joking enough right now?
I'm totally going to take like the shittiest hand drawing of Noah ever and put it on as a mask over my face and confuse Tim.
I'm Andy. I'm so clever.
I'm going to go weep in a corner now.
Oh, here's something. Don't bother staying till after the credits in Harry Potter. There is nothing. I thought, sure, Samuel Jackson would recruit. Did I say this last week?
I think you did.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you said it via IM.
Yeah, you did.
But it sounds familiar.
I think you said it to me, and then I was like, oh, Tim's saying that joke again.
I'm saying the joke again.
He's going to say it every week now for a while.
Yep. But also, it's a very long credit sequence. So you stay all that time just for the color version of the Warner Brothers logo. I'm like, well, that was not what I was hoping for.
Yes.
However, Dark Knight trailer in front, or teaser trailer in front of Dark Knight Rises teaser trailer in front of Harry Potter.
Already.
Hey Tim, do you know about the website called MovieStinger.com?
Where's my family?
My wife.
My family.
My wife.
My family.
My wife. Goddammit.
No.
It will tell you if there's stuff out there credits if you remember to check before you go.
Oh, that's right. You told nerdy people grab their phone and start checking for that.
I would be one of them.
Someone called Noah nerdy for doing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you are a nerd. I was like, what are you going to do?
Yes. Wow. Reference Noah's own story. He's like, oh, yeah, that happened to me.
I thought you meant I knew it happened to me, but I thought you meant it happened to other people as well.
Oh, no. I was making fun of you.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Good that work. Was me. Hey, speaking of upcoming superhero films, Noah sent me a picture of the first Superman.
Where's my family?
My wife.
My family.
My wife.
My family.
My wife, goddammit!
Like, I don't know, shot of him going through a bank vault or something like that. Some teaser pic.
Mm-hmm.
His head looks like it was photoshopped onto a different movie in that picture.
Really?
I don't know what it is about the lighting, or maybe just the way, like, his head is placed while his shoulder's, like, all slumped, but his head's, like, fully facing the camera. It totally looked like a chop job to me.
Okay.
Also, that picture looks incredibly lame.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, in fact, I believe you said that, like, you sent it over and went, this looks lame, and then sent a link.
But, you know, it is just a picture, so.
Yeah, that's true.
We shall see.
Maybe it looks awesome.
It doesn't look that bad to me. It looks a little, his shoot looks a little shiny, but other than that, it seems okay.
Maybe that's what it was. It's not a little shiny.
It's shiny.
He looks like he's, I know why Noah doesn't like it, because it looks like Superman's getting ready to get up and rape him.
No.
Superman's like, I mean, here comes your rape.
Look at the suit. Okay, so for one thing, it looks like it's kind of like chainmail-y around his shoulders. Well, and I guess on his thighs, too. But if you look at his thigh, like, it looks like he's just wearing leather.
Yeah.
Hey, it's new Superman.
Superman's a leather daddy.
I told you he was coming to rape Noah.
Yes. Now I recognize the error of my ways in disbelieving you.
Like, some people get scared when they hear, like, nan, nan, nan. Noah gets scared when he hears, dun, 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 dun. Uh-oh.
Why would I get scared?
Just when you thought it was safe to take your pants down.
How could come and rape you, Tim?
Do you not remember the origin of the entire Superman rape thing?
Yes, I remember that. But I'm just saying, maybe...
Well, then shut your fucking mouth.
Maybe he's gotten tired of me. He wants a little Tim ass.
Because I give it up willingly. I'm like, hop on.
So you say he's super likes a little bit of a fight?
Exactly. No, I'm just saying it's not rape when he comes for me.
Oh, okay.
It's just super nookie. All right, funnier to me than you.
Super nookie.
Speaking of pictures, I'm assuming I know Noah and I talked about it. The picture of Anne Hathaway as Catwoman, sort of.
Is she on
Anne
a motorcycle?
Hathaway is a random woman on a bike.
With the, like, crazy, these belong in the Matrix glasses on.
Where's my family?
My wife.
My family.
My wife.
My family.
My wife, goddammit.
Yeah.
That's the Batpod she's on, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if she steals it.
Ooh.
I wonder if she's such a thief that she steals from Batman.
Ooh.
Navy SEALs.
But apparently...
Including his heart.
Apparently wears glasses that made Oakley come in their pants. We can totally sell these to people.
I'm sure they will. There'll be promotions and and whatnot. Yeah, I thought the picture was okay.
Going back to the Superman costume briefly, I wonder if they changed his costume in the comics because they knew another movie was coming out.
Probably.
And so they wanted to, because it look from the look of it, it looks like he doesn't have the red underwear anymore. Although you can't really tell, which I'm sure was on purpose to delay the fans going, "Why do you need to have the red underwear?"
Well, I guess a bigger question would be, is like, did they change anyone else's costume with this whole reboot that they're doing? Like, because I think if they change, like, a bunch of people's costumes...
That was the only one that made headlines, as far as I saw.
Because, I mean, you know, they're trying to reboot everything, so I thought it may have been more to do with that. And, like, you know, hey, let's shake things up a little bit, because, you know, we're already rebooting everything.
I still can't believe that they're rebooting the Hulk again.
Oh, as far as a movie?
They are?
Well, in the Avengers film, it's going to be a different actor, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, it's not rebooting, they're just recasting.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
The events of the Incredible Hulk still take place in that universe. It's just
Mark
everyone
Ruffalo
now believes that Edward Norton looks a lot like Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
Just like everyone in The Dark Knight thinks Katie Holmes and Maggie Gyllenhaal are interchangeable.
They're not.
They aren't?
No.
No. Katie Holmes is much prettier and Maggie Gyllenhaal is a much better actress.
Exactly. I was like, if you were about to have sex with one and then got the other, you might be pleasantly surprised or incredibly disappointed. Depending on which way that transition went.
Maggie Gyllenhaal is actually very pretty, but she, as soon as she was a mom, she got these dark circles under her eyes that are just there to stay.
Maggie Gyllenhaal's a mom?
Oh, yeah.
I was not aware.
I think they're Jake's kids.
What?
They're married, right?
Oh, shut up.
Is she really Jesus a mom, Christ. Annie, or are you just fucking with us?
Yeah, she's really a mom.
Okay. Jesus Christ, you're turning in at Tim.
Whoa. What?
Can't believe what you say anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I get it.
I was like, I don't fucking derail my own responses.
Can't trust you anymore.
So last night after you left the party, Noah, we were talking about, we may have talked about this on Tancast once before, but goddamn, it made us laugh last night. We and Andy used to go to South First Billiards, which is a pool place. Downtown San Jose, and we'd go every Monday night because they had discounts or something.
It was
Monday
like
nights.
$10 play the whole night, and we were cheap and poor.
Exactly. So, and I would like to point out, we did this, I would say, for a good year. I never got any better at pool at all.
I actually like, did, which surprised the hell out of me.
If you play pool with me right now, I still suck. I think I suck at the exact same level I did before we started. But Andy would take forever to rack the balls. Like, I don't know why, like, he had to be perfect, like fucking, we were going to do some NASA-esque calculations off this shit, and it had to be precise. So, like, one time he was taking particularly long, we were waiting to start, and I want to say we were there with other people. Anyway, so he's like, he's moving the balls around, he's like, nope, I want this one here, nope, I'm moving this one there, okay. And then he slides the whole triangle, like, forward and back, forward a little bit, back a little bit. Starts to take it off. Nope. Forward and back. Forward. Slowly back. And then he starts taking it up, up, up. And just as it gets off, I huck the cue ball. And Eddie's face, he was like, oh. You ruined it. You know, it's still funny when I'm not tired.
I don't even remember that, if that gives you an idea, Tim.
Really?
No.
Oh, you picked up one of the balls, and you're like, oh, fucking Tim, you're lucky I have impulse control. I was about to throw this at your head. I'm like, I'd still be laughing. That was so funny. Because obviously it's a podcast, so I can't convey the look on your face. Just, oh, no.
Oh, dear God, the world is ending.
Which immediately switched to, fucking kill.
That seems to be my default setting.
You are a mean guy, Tim.
I am.
Things happen to me and death comes swiftly.
Danelle was like, you just love fucking with people. I'm like, not normally, but that one, that was good.
You kind of like fucking with people.
No, I gotta say, the main memory that sticks out for me in South First Billiards is climbing their X-shaped girders up at the front.
Yep.
And one night we were there with, I want to say it was one of Stephanie's friends from Catholic school.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you remember.
No, I don't. I was being silly.
Because Catholic school. That's what got him excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she was just like super friendly and like flirty the whole night. I heard she had a boyfriend, but like he was out of town. And apparently when they're out of town, like they're off or something like that. And I Big Pussy Andy spent the entire night trying to figure out a way because she was talking openly about having her one or both of her nipples pierced, thinking, there's got to be some way that I can phrase this that will get her to show me her boobs. Years later, realizing that if she was talking about her nipples right from the get-go, she was probably looking for somebody to ask.
Oh, I don't remember this at all.
I got nothing.
We remember all very right. different things, you and I. You remember Annoying Andy, I remember titties.
He remembers fucking with Annoying Andy.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I was just saying, your story.
I do remember one time when Tim annoyed me. The house was all quiet and dark. I came out of the bathroom reading a book. All of a sudden, my bed attacked me when I turned the light on. And I threw my book at the bed's crotch.
It hit you in the balls, right?
It hit me square in the nuts.
I bet you loved it.
I did keep on laughing, but that was not comfortable.
Yeah, he did. He was like, ow, ow.
You just like fucking with Andy, Tim.
Yeah.
Because I remember that because I was out in the living room grabbing the iron off the ironing board. I was going to bludgeon whoever walked into our apartment. Then I was like, ah, fucking Tim. But I still had the iron in my hand for a second. There's that moment where I was like, death comes swiftly? No, he pays part of the rent.
This story could be much more tragic. And that's when Andy went to jail.
And that's why this is AnCast, broadcasting live from the penitentiary. I'm going to let you do a podcast from prison.
Oh, wait, it's time for my daily rape. I'll be back.
It's not even Superman.
I got to say.
Just Jesus.
No
offense, Jesus. I know you listen.
I'm pretty big. I think I'd be more likely to be the raper than the rapey.
Have you seen the people who are in prison?
Yeah, but.
You may be big,
they can rape you.
I think you'd be someone's bitch, Andy.
Really?
I mean, I think I would be someone's bitch, so. I just don't think we have the hard prison mentality.
Whereas I think I would totally be dead within a couple days.
Like, you would kill yourself? Like, I can't take this anymore?
No, I get shanked.
Okay. Mm.
Like, we'd be playing pool in the prison commissary, and be like, look at the cue ball! No? All right. No one's laughing at that. Fuck you, guys.
You silly little monkey.
I think I am going to try never to go to prison so I never have to find out.
Yeah, I think that is a solid plan.
I think
that's
it
a
is.
Plan I'm sick of too.
It's a way to go.
It's
the way you want
to
go.
For 34 years, I think it will continue to serve me well for at least 15 more. If not 20.
15 to 20?
15 to 20. I just got that.
Oh, one of the other things I teased last week, I locked my keys in my car at my job, which sucked. Because I always eat lunch in my car, mm-hmm. And so because I have my laptop in there, so I, you know, boom, everything. And I have tinted back windows, so it's nice just by myself, not have to worry about anybody else.
Get your fix.
Check the interwebs, eat my lunch. And then I left my keys in there and started to walk back in, and I was like, son of a bitch, my keys are still inside. And now, and this is the one day I didn't forget to lock any of the doors, because like the very next day I forgot to lock my driver's side door almost all day. I was like, oh, today I left that unlocked. Today I did. Good for me. So I make about $10 an hour, work an 8-hour shift, so after taxes I make $70-something. Cost $70 to get my keys back out of my car. I was like, so basically I netted about $2 today.
Ah, that sucks.
I was like, I would have just as soon stayed home and taken the loss on $2.
Working for the man. Oh, never mind.
Well said.
Dan, you found that very funny.
I think you just summarized your contributions. Oh, sorry. With all the movie reviews and everything else, for Noah to just go, oh, yeah, well, no, wait, never mind. Sorry, just tickled me. It just seemed like whatever you were going to talk about.
You're just an asshole.
Yep, I'm just an asshole, and B, you're just the turd popping out of me.
Was that some racial
shit? That's just racist.
What? Oh, I'm very much looking forward to Rise of the Planet of the Apes, especially now that I know that Andy Serkis plays the apes.
What?
The guy who did Gollum and King Kong.
Oh.
He did the motion capture and the
I was like, I thought CGI played the apes.
Well, you got to have an actor underneath that.
I think he's going to be the go-to guy for ape playing for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I mean, apparently he got, like, deep into the research for King Kong. Like, spending a ton of time with, you know, whether the apes, like, knew sign languages and whatever, and studying apes in, like, I don't know, in Africa or some shit. You know, wherever apes are. I don't know. I don't look at maps.
Congress.
Yeah, apparently.
Boom. Comedy.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a wait-and-see attitude for Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Like, it looks interesting, but I know that I'm going to plunk down movie theater money for it.
Yeah, after the last time they tried to reboot Planet of the Apes, it was, whew, disappointing.
Now, is there a character named Caesar in the original Planet of the Apes that's referenced?
I think
okay, you guys don't know.
I think not in the original Planet of the Apes, but I think it's the child of the two scientists that sort of befriend Charles and Heston. In a later Planet of the Apes, they wind up being sent back in time by an atomic explosion, and I think their child is named Caesar. I'm pulling this completely out of my ass. I haven't seen any of the original movies in over a decade, but.
I don't think I've ever seen a Planet of the Apes except for the Tim Burton one, which is why I'm not that excited.
That one is very disappointing.
It's not unlike Soylent Green, where, like, or Rosebud or Psycho, like, you, before you've seen the movie, you know the major twist of the movie.
Yeah. Well, then again, for the Tim Burton one, it was like, the big twist was confusing.
This makes no sense.
The first one was actually, like, I watched it much later on, and I thought it was actually pretty good. I was, like, actually surprised about how, I was like, that was actually a really good movie.
It really isn't a movie that lives and dies by its twist ending.
Oh. Well, I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, I knew the twist ending, but I still felt leading up to that it was a good movie.
Yeah.
It looks like Caesar is a one that showed up starting in the third film, and he's a leader and chief investigator of the Ape Revolution in the fourth entry, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. And the Rule of Ape City in the fifth and final film.
Hmm.
So there you go.
I was wondering if the name Caesar had some sort of relevance to the story as it exists so far.
I am on the fence about it. Like, if someone was like, hey, I really want to go see this movie, you go with me, I'm like,
yep,
all right,
there
I'll go.
Cornelius and Zira, blah, 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 blah. Zira gives birth to a son who she names Milo, later known as Caesar. So it is the kid of the two chimpanzee scientists from the first one.
I thought so. I didn't know. Should we do the tan fight and get out of here?
Probably.
Sure.
Because I know you literally physically want to get out of there.
That is very true. We never did tan laughs this week, but what are you going to do?
Have less humor in this episode.
Think of a joke on your own, listeners, just this week.
Tell each other jokes. By the way,
be good, dude. Be excellent to each other.
Is anyone else completely unsurprised that the Smurfs movie got poor reviews?
No.
I am surprised that it did almost as well as Cowboys and Aliens, Noah's new favorite movie.
Cowboys and Aliens apparently didn't get terribly good reviews either.
Noah saw it.
Zach was telling me that the Smurfs rang the bell and then the stock market dropped by 1,000 points. Coincidence? I think not.
All right, so resolving this three-week-long listener tan fight. I'm distracted. Let me get back to what I'm doing. Okay, so it was Leslie versus Grace to decide who's going to be the number one redheaded Disney freak, or Tancast number one redheaded Disney freak. We've had the poll going until about 40 minutes ago. It just closed. And the winner is...
Dun, 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 dun.
We'll tell you after these commercials.
That would be hilarious. Quick, go on a tangent. So, Indiana Jones.
I hear he was in Cowboys and Aliens.
Daniel Craig's his Wookiee bitch now. So the winner is 87.5% to 12.5% Leslie.
Woo.
Fucking ran away with it on day one. Woo. So congratulations, Leslie. So Grace, you're not well, I guess she gets to decide, right? That was what we decided. She gets to be the number one redheaded Disney freak or number one ginger. Leslie gets to decide, either redhead or ginger Disney freak.
Yes.
And Grace gets to be the other. But Grace, here's the silver lining: Leslie is about to get raped by Superman.
Well, maybe again for her, it won't be rape. Not again, but like you were saying, like maybe it's not rape. Maybe I just want it. Maybe she wants Superman. Who knows?
When they started talking about a tan fight, I'm like, you do realize what it means if you win the tan fight, right?
That means Superman's coming for you. Ass.
And I'm spelling that with a U.
I think we should, just in the sake of fairness, any being that wins a tan fight that has an anus, that is the direction Superman is heading.
All
so
right.
I want it to be fair. I want it to be ass rape for everyone.
What about Chathutu or whatever? Chathulu.
Cthulhu?
Yeah.
What was that? Shifu?
Shatapoopapoo.
Ooh, I shot a poopapoo the other day. Apparently I came back from vacation with some little intestinal bug, so I took a bunch of Pepto-Bismol, and all that Pepto-Bismol failed to stop me from having horrible, horrible shits until it successfully stopped me from having any shits.
Oh, great.
Yep, then I pooped a big black brick.
That's disgusting.
That sounds painful.
It was awful. I think it had points on it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
That's how we want to end TagCast.
Not with a whimper, but with a shit.
Yes.
a cornered shit. Pointy shit.
Like Superman's craft from the movie, with all the spikes.
Oh, fuck. That would suck. That shit was all jagged.
It's Pooperman rape.
Oh.
These people probably have no idea what we're talking about.
Who do? Who don't?
Was that actually in the movie?
Oh, I'm not talking about the deleted scene, like the actual thing that Marlon Brando sends Kal-El on.
Yep.
Got you. Sorry, I thought you were referring to the deleted scene.
I mean, it looks exactly the same, so it works. It's just bigger.
Still painful.
Yeah, that. We should put a link to that deleted scene.
Where's my family?
My wife.
My family.
My wife!
My family.
My wife, goddammit!
But fucking Superman is a horrible pilot. He is no fucking Captain Kirk. He's not even Captain EO. He's not even Captain Antoniel.
And that's amazing, because he can actually fly.
Maybe that's why. He's like, fuck, I don't use levers. I just do it.
I'm pulling. It's not turning. Wait, I got to turn this thing? No, I just sort of will that direction. That is a question. What powers Superman's flight? Is he farting?
Yes, super farts.
I had never thought about this, but that's the only form of propulsion I can think of.
I'm sure someone has explained it somewhere.
I'm going to Google, how does Superman fly? I'm sure my number one hit is going to be farts.
Okay, well, as exciting as the sound of Andy Googling is, I think we should still end this episode.
I'm Googling. Yes,
what?
Indeed.
Let's go on, Tim.
Tune in this week and hear Andy Google shit.
Clickety-clack.
Click-clack. Oh, shit, he made an error. That was his backspace.
Sorry, I just remember hearing late at night from your room where you were getting pissed off about something you just wrote. Space, 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 space.
Why would I hit the space bar angrily if I was angry about something I just wrote?
Because you were just having fun.
Take that, space bar! Fuck you!
I don't know why you did anything, but I just remember hearing you hit space repeatedly because I think that it was calming you down.
Nothing calms him down.
Only more
breaking
anger.
Shit. That's what calms him down.
only fucking up Andy's rack. That's the only thing that... Hey, I just realized we both remembered racks from there. That's nice.
Oh, God.
That's nice.
I remember that place.
I remember the employees there remembered me from when we did karaoke on my birthday at, I can't remember the place, Bamboo 7.
Yes.
And then I got up there. That's when I started, being wacky karaoke guy. And then a long time later, we were there, and a new employee had joined the ranks, and they were like, oh, this guy, you should have seen him. He was doing karaoke. He was drunk off his ass. And I was like, no, dude, I was sober. I didn't have one drink that night. And then he looked at me like, the fuck is wrong with you? If you were drunk, that is acceptable. If you were sober, you are wrong.
That place is the first and only time I've ever puked from being drunk.
Woo.
It was in the bathroom at Salford's Billiards.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bamboo 7.
No,
I was
no.
like, that is random.
He puked from bad singing.
Yes. Okay.
No. His singing was awesome. But Bamboo 7 is the first and only time I've sang karaoke.
Ah.
Oh, you've never done it since then?
Nope.
For some reason, I thought you'd done it without me.
Nope.
Like some sort of company thing.
That All is right. a long-ass time ago. Oh,
I mean, I've done Rock Band, as close as that comes.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
That's effectively karaoke.
But yeah, it was not a pleasant experience for me. I did not enjoy it, so I never did it again.
You didn't enjoy it?
No, I was very nervous.
You were a little nervous.
Dude, I was more than a little nervous. My leg was shaking.
Oh, I didn't notice. I just noticed you weren't really on beat with Baby Got Back, so I was
No,
helping
I
out.
Wasn't.
It's like Bill doing Give It Away Now. No, give it away now, Bill. Now. No, not then. Now.
Bill's was much funnier. Bill's was much more just like he was impaired.
Yeah. Well, that was Bill at that point in his life.
Give away now? Give away now.
But all these are stories for another day.
Indeed.
So.
Oh, but speaking of bad singing, I was pleased to note that my in-laws have apparently continued to be fairly impressed with the job that I did at the stupid thing at the boat last night. Because they've commented on it several times to my wife. Like, Andy needs to, like, find a singing group. Like, no. Andy's fine in small doses at karaoke. Andy does not need to expose a lot of other people to this.
Yeah, you do.
No. But I was pleased. And she kept telling her mom. I guess, like, your mom just, like, kept on going on and on and on about it. She's like, Mom, he was in choir in high school for 4 years. I think that established he can sing okay.
Your wife's like, look, I'm sick of hearing positive things about my fucking husband. Yeah. All right? Knock it off.
He's a shitty guy. Leave it alone.
You're just going to make him feel better about himself, and then I have to deal with the consequences.
Are you going to be there to sweep that shit up? No? Then I will thank you to shut your mouth.
No, shut your bitch mouth, Mom.
Whoa. All right.
Sorry, I over-egged the pudding there. As I will do. It's my power.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
All right.
So, as always, I'm Tim.
I was Andy.
I'm Noah.
And goodbye. You've just heard the news.
About riding the queef.
Oh, none of you have ever been to a Huey Lewis in the News concert? That's how they end it.
No.
No.
I think you're the only one of us, Tim.
That's too bad. That fucking rock.
No, I think my reaction to being at a Huey Lewis in the News concert would be, someone get me out!
All right, well, I'll tell you go fuck yourself next week. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it. TanCast.
Have you seen the picture where it looks like Bane's got one of Batman's arms and he's like reaching for his throat with the other hand? And, Batman's making that same mouth that he makes when he's trying to tell Joker that people are good. He's got, like, his tongue pressed up in the... I don't know. I can't describe it. Go watch the movie. You'll see what I'm talking about.
And he really focused on that part.
It's just the faces he makes when he's trying to maintain that voice. It's... Like, they kind of take me out of the movie now. I guess I've seen it enough times where I'm, like, done with the whole, oh my god, Heath Ledger's so amazing as the Joker, and now I just see him making that face while he's trying to talk.
Oh, shit.
Oh, feces.
I like how Noah's going to clean it up there.
We got a family audience, sir.
Yep, Noah's going to clean up the shit, everybody.
With my tongue.
Ish.
Yep.
You say my tongue-ish, or ish as in that's disgusting?
Ish as in that's disgusting.
Oh, okay. Cause it's gonna, no, I'm going to do it with my tongue. Won't be ish about it.
All right. Glad that's settled.